الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعنهم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يا معشر النساء تصدقنا وأكثرنا من الاستغفار، فإني رأيتكن أكثر أهل النار. Carrying on with our discussion of the hadith that we read yesterday, where Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhuma wa anhum says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this was the occasion of Mi'raj, when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj, which is definitely physical Mi'raj with his body on one occasion. And many other occasions of Mi'raj also Allah granted Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, which was in the form of dreams, which is also 100% true, or while being awake also Allah showed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conditions of Jannat and Jahannam. So on one such occasion, when then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the two things that women must do particularly, and this is general for all, not only for women, for men also, to give sadaqah. For all the wrong that we do, that we give sadaqah. And what is related to the present chapter of istighfar, that they must do a lot of istighfar also, and that is absolutely essential for us also. And the reason for that is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I saw that most of the occupants of the fire of Jahannam are women. And this, and in the same way, most of the occupants of Jannat are also women. It's not only the most of the occupants of Jahannam are women, but most of the occupants of Jannat also are women. In one narration it comes that every man, the minimum he'll have is 72 wives in Jannat, and 2 will be of this dunya, and 70 will be the Hurul Ain, and the woman of this dunya will far surpass the Hurul Ain in beauty and everything. In another narration, the Sahaba was surprised that the woman of this dunya will be even more beautiful than the Hurul Ain, which cannot be described. One person, for example, a very pious person, Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. He wanted to perform a perfect namaz, which comes in hadith, a perfect wuzu, perfect namaz, and there are great rewards for that, in which not one but a person's thoughts went away from Allah Ta'ala. So he made his wudu perfectly with all the sunnahs, mustahabs, nafils, everything. And then he made a namaz like that also. And to concentrate properly, he kept his eyes closed so that no other thought must come to him. After he completed his namaz, then he was a sahib-e-kashf, that is, Allah showed him things which we normal people do not see. Then he made muraqabah, that what was that namaz value by Allah Ta'ala. And he saw the most beautiful, extremely beautiful woman, Hur of Jannat. Her beauty could not be described. Then the clothes she wore was of such great, wonderful, beautiful clothes. And the perfume she had, he never ever smelled. Nobody can smell that perfume in this world. And then the jewelry she had, what beautiful jewelry. And then, but he saw, noticed that she was blind. So immediately went to his sheikh, he saw such a beautiful woman, but she had this one great, great defect that she was blind. Immediately Haji Saf asked, did you perhaps make your namaz with your eyes closed? He said, yes, because I wanted to concentrate on that. Haji Saf explained that even if you get whatever other thoughts that come involuntarily, you didn't bring them, but you made your namaz according to sunnah with the eyes open, that is much more valuable, that you don't get one other stray thought in your namaz. This shows two great things, the great value of sunnahs also, and the great value of namaz also. We don't appreciate this namazes. We try our best, hopefully that we try our best, that we do our namazes properly, our wuzu properly, istinja properly, and what great rewards there are for that. So anyway, those women of Jannat who are so beautiful, the women of this dunya will far surpass them. That a person won't even really look at those Hurul Ain, the woman of this dunya will be much more beautiful. So when one man will have at least 2 women of this dunya, so the women are more than the man. There are many men who have got 4 wives. And this hadith also teaches us that we must nurture, make the tarbiyat of our woman folk also, so that they qualify to go to Jannah. So if a man had four wives, so that means there are much more women. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the number of wives he had, and then Allah is going to give him other wives also. Like Maryam alayhi salam will also be the wife of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the mother of Isa alayhi salam. And also Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, she will be also the wife of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So the woman will be far more in Jannat also. And in Jahannam, if they have to go, and they did not, where they had the Iman, but these two weaknesses which are mentioned here in this hadith, if those two weaknesses were in them, and for that they had to go to Jahannam, after that they'll qualify and they'll go to Jannat. So at the end, in Jannat also, the woman will far surpass the man. So this is not something for men to use against women and all the time try and tell them that you people are going to be more in Jahannam, you are Jahannamis, etc. Not at all. Where we explained yesterday, that woman population is always more than men. So naturally, the amount of good and bad which is in man will be in woman, and since they are more in population, they will be more in Jahannam also, they will be more in Jannat also, they will be more than the man also in Jannat. So that explains many doubts which people have, and many that we pick up points against women and we tell them that they are Jahannamis and they're going to Jahannam, they're going to be more in Jahannam. We should refrain from that, and we should understand that they're going to be outnumbering us by far in Jannat also. May Allah make us all with our families occupants of Jannat right from the beginning, that we make our tarbiyat properly, we take out our bad habits that we have, and that we go into Jannah straight away. May Allah grant it to all of us. Akhiru da'wana.